Particularly hot day. Dhyamasattva is end up. And the essence of his Heisho was when it is hot, sweat. When it is cold, shiver. And it certainly is hot. Doesn't mean we have to wrap ourselves up in a winter coat in order to sweat. Hot today. This morning I brought a rare treat. This reading is from a book of poetry by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who was, I guess, really my first teacher. He was with the Tibetan Kagyu lineage of Tibetan Buddhism. And this little book is kind of rare. I don't think it's in print anymore. I'm not sure. I'm not sure precisely when it came out, but I remember when it did come out, and it was I found it really, really delightful. And one of the first readings here, or the first reading in the book, comes from a teaching by Petrol Rinpoche, who lived at the end of the 19th century. And I'll read the introduction, and then I'll read the piece. Petrol Rinpoche, who wrote the poem addressed to a Bujari, lived at the end of the 19th century. He was a renowned Nyingmapa teacher, particularly interested in bringing the philosophy and practice of meditation together. He refused to live in an institutionalized monastery and became a great traveler. This teaching brings the precise experiences of the awakened state. In fact, it surpasses concepts including the idea of Buddha nature, which has an element of the not yet mature. The difference between them, and he's referring to another reading here, seems to be that the achievement of Buddha nature is seen as a development. But with Mahāati, it is an experience all at once. The image of Mahāati is the Garuda, which emerges from the egg fully grown. So, this is really a very advanced teaching. He says here, I've included these translations in the book even though they are advanced teaching, because reading them seems to have inspired many people. There's no danger of presenting them because they are what is called self-secret. That is, what one cannot understand what one is not ready for. They're also incomplete without the transmission from a guru of the lineage. So, I think that this is very pertinent, particularly in our own times, and particularly with the presentation of Buddha Dharma in the West, in particular in America, we have approaches which tell us that we are incomplete and lacking, and that there is an awakening to Buddha nature, or a development of Buddha nature. One such teacher goes around telling people to greet each other with the expression, "A lotus for you, a Buddha to be." And the Mahāti teaching flies totally in the face of that, in that it is fully awakened in the present. There's no development into some kind of Buddha, some kind of awakened being. This is not some development process that's happening. It's already happened. It's already there. The awakening has already taken place. In one of his seminars, Rinpoche was asked by a student, in particular, he said, well, don't we have to worry about saving all beings? And Trungpa said, don't worry about it, it's already taken care of. No, it's not a problem. This is not, it's done, finished, over. So, this is Petrol Rinpoche's poem addressed to a Bujari. You who enjoy the union of bliss and emptiness, seated motionless on the lunar disk,